Are you going home for Christmas? Can you go home? Maybe you're already home with your parents, your mom, your dad, or your loved ones. During this season of longing, we want to share with you personal stories about the meaning of home, family, and growing up thousands of miles away from them. In this episode, we feature two young Chinese women, Fan Guo from Beijing and Xiao Fu from Shanghai. Both are living in America now. The common themes of their stories? Their parents. How do Fang and Xiao see their evolving identity, their changing roles and responsibility, and the bond that binds? I'm Mabel Chan, and this is a special holiday edition of One in a Billion, a podcast about China through the voices of Chinese millennials in America. How would you react when you see your father falls? Of course, you'd rush to pick him up, right? Yes, but after that, what else would you do? What more do you see when your father falls? Here's Fang's story, which first appeared on a website last spring.
Hello everyone, my name is Fang. One weekend on a sunny afternoon, while walking on the street with my mom and I, my dad accidentally stumbled onto a roadblock and fell to the ground. Suddenly, blood splashed and covered all over his t-shirt and shorts. My mom and I were both terrified at the moment, and I was very thankful of the passersby who quickly handed me some tissue papers so my father could press them on the wounds to prevent them from bleeding. As I helped my dad stand up while holding his right hand tightly, my mom caught a taxi and we headed toward the hospital. I kept holding his hand as we made our way through the crowd in the emergency room. An ophthalmologist first stitched up his wounds on the forehead, which was wounded badly. Then he had a tetanus shot to prevent infections. Finally, he had a CT imaging, the result of which showed a fracture of his nasal bone. It was already 6 in the evening after we finished all the medical process and went back home. My dad decided to take a nap, and my mom and I, too, feel extremely tired. I went back into my room and lied on my bed, but I couldn't fall asleep. Everything that happened in the past 5 hours, the sudden fall, the blood, and the emergency room in the hospital, still lingered in my mind. It was actually my first time taking my dad to the hospital. When I was a child, it was me who was always the patient, and it was my dad who always tirelessly took me to the hospital. However, that afternoon, our roles suddenly switched. I was no longer the weak and crying child, and my dad was no longer the strong and caring father. I now become the one who's going to take care of my parents, and my aging parents are gradually becoming the ones being taken care of. At that moment, I truly realized that I had already grown up, and it is time for me to shoulder my responsibilities. Throughout my childhood and teenage years, I was always taught by my teachers to learn to take up responsibilities in my family. The so-called responsibility was dusting my room at the age of 8, learning to cook a simple dish at the age of 14, and understanding my parents' hard work at the age of 18. My education pushed me to learn my responsibilities, but I never learned them by heart when I was a well-protected kid of my parents, who took care of me to the extent that many might consider as overprotective. I still remember begging my father to teach me to cook when my high school teachers encouraged us to be more independent. Having my parents standing aside and telling me when to put more salt and when to turn down the fire made me feel like a dependent and immature child. And actually, I was a child at the time. However, it was not until I started cooking by myself when I lived thousands of miles away from home that I truly learned the lesson of being independent. The same logic applies here too. Only when I saw my dad fall and realized that he needed me to take care of him did I understand the true meaning of responsibility. The courage and the ability to stand up and do what you should when I am needed. It is still good to know the word responsibility at an early age, but it is real experience that brings real sense to this important word and this important lesson in life. Thank you for listening.
That was Fang Guo, a rising senior at Brown University. As we speak, she's already back home for Christmas with her family in China. Our next storyteller is Xiao Fu. Just like Fang, Xiao's mother was injured in an accident that would mark a new chapter in the relationship. What happened? Here's Xiao's story.
At the moment, I have a complicated relationship with my mom. It isn't good or bad, just complicated. Ever since college, my relationship with mom changed drastically. In my freshman year, she was involved in a dreadful highway car accident on her way to the freshman parents' weekend at Harvard. I blamed myself for having failed to convince her to travel by plane. So for a long time, I felt guilty and devastated. In order to improve her health, mom left the US for Hong Kong, where she could access herbal medicines more easily. During my college years, we did not talk much as a result of the time difference and unwillingness on both sides to communicate. Most of the times we talked, mom would complain about everything that has gone wrong in her life, which would bring my mood down as well. I could not solve her problems. In fact, I could not do anything aside from listening. So I felt helpless, useless, and weak. Also, I felt frustrated to be her emotional outlet. She told me specifically not to let anyone else know of her unpleasant situation, I assume out of her usual pride. That made it harder for me because I had nowhere to purge my negative emotions. Time flew by and I finished college, drifting apart from her. After college, I married my boyfriend whom I met in college. Looking back, my decision may have deepened the rift between mom and me. At the time when I decided to marry, I was in New York, so at that point, mom still had not met him. When I asked her about her opinions on the matter, she said, "Do what you want to do." Her tone was not elated, but also not disapproving. I thought she was okay with my decision, so I went ahead and got married. Last summer, my mother and my husband finally met. Since he had to work at his firm, he could only visit my mom on the weekends. I thought that the meetings were short, but pleasant. However, it was also during that time last year when I realized that she was probably a bit angry with me for not having brought him to her before. When I visited her by myself, she said things like, "Why did you have to get married so early in life?" I felt regretful that I was inconsiderate and could not have made the transition for her easier. It would be difficult for any mom to watch her daughter run off with some guy she had not even met. Ever since then, with the support of my loving and caring husband, I have been trying to mend my relationship with mom. I have been communicating with her more frequently and have taken up a positive attitude toward her problems while encouraging her to also think more positively. I hope that she will become the energetic, optimistic mom I have known since I was a child. I truly believe that this will work out because she is a strong person who can overcome any hardship. On Mother's Day last year, everywhere I looked, I could spot colorful bouquets of carnations and coffee mugs with mom printed on them. I contemplated my choice of gift and finally ended up writing a Chinese poem about how much I missed her in the 7 years that we lived apart. In the poem, I described a dream where I had days ago, and she was in it. Her face looked so happy and beautiful with no signs of stress or sorrow. Then I woke up and realized it was a dream. I felt heartbroken because in reality, she was still thousands of miles away. I really hope that my gift to her will bring us closer to each other. Realistically, I know our relationship can never return to the way we were. I know I am no longer a child, and the healthy mother-daughter relationship ought to transform over time. That being said, I am still that little girl who seeks mom's approval. I hope that the next Mother's Day can be a new beginning for my relationship with my mom. I love her too much to let go.
That was Xiao Fu narrating her blog, first published on a website last summer. Xiao is a writer and an English teacher right now in New York. For Christmas, Xiao's mother will be spending time with her 90-year-old mother in Hunan, while Xiao and her husband will be in New York. In our next episode, I will share my thoughts about the meaning and purpose of our work as we review our accomplishment for the past year and count down to the new year. Is being busy the same as being productive? How can we achieve more by using our time wisely? We want to include you in our conversation and our reflections. Pitch me a story or send me your comments. Just go to our Facebook page or website at chinapersonified.com. Pitch a story. Or email me an audio story, maximum 5 minutes, at info@chinapersonified.com. I'm Mabel Chan. This has been a special holiday edition of One in a Billion.